Hi, welcome to Hamner It Out, where I'm hammering out the issues so you can smell the manure. I'm your host, Suzanne Hamner. This from Just the News came out yesterday. It's Parents' Bill of Rights amending Taiwan Assurance Act up for votes this week in GOP-led House. We're not going to talk about the Taiwan Act at all. What we are going to talk about is the Parents' Bill of Rights. Now, and we'll listen to Kevin McCarthy speak about this. I'll try to back this up so you can hear what he says, and then we'll get into the article, if it'll let me. Yeah. Okay, so let's listen to what Kevin McCarthy has to say.
The five main pillars. The right to know what's being taught in the school, and for you to be able to see the reading materials, right? The right to be heard. So many times across this nation, we found that parents were attacked, called terrorists, if they simply wanted to go to a school board meeting to be heard about what's going on. The right to see the school budgets and how they spend their money. The right to protect your child's privacy. And the right to be updated on any violent activity at the school.
All right. That was a very interesting one, wasn't it? So he talked about the five pillars to empower parents and promote the well-being of children. And says it's a top priority of the House Republican majority. Really? Let's think about that for a minute. This was such a priority. Why has the party or whomever is in a representative role in Congress said, hey, you know, we have the Ninth Amendment. That's where all the rights are contained for parents. The Ninth Amendment. So, it's all there. We don't need to legislate anything on it. It's all in the Ninth Amendment. And if you don't know what the Ninth Amendment is, it says, the enumeration in this Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. If you don't have a copy of a constitution, you can find them online. I will leave that link in the description box so that you can find it. Okay, this is what Kevin McCarthy says. That's why the Parents' Bill of Rights was a critical piece of House Republican commitment to America, and that's why the Parents' Bill of Rights was introduced in the House as H.R. 5. And we're going to go over H.R. 5. But just look at what he's saying, and this is what he's saying this legislation does. It ensures parents have the right to know what's being taught in schools and to see the reading material, as well as the right to be heard at school board meetings. Well, excuse me, you have those rights already. It's called the Ninth Amendment. But what's left out is, where is your right as a parent to say, no, this is not going to be taught in our school, especially when it comes to transgenderism, the LGBTQ, RSTUVWXYZ agenda? What about also social and emotional learning? What about culturally responsive teaching, critical race theory? You get to see all that. If you even get to see all that. Because remember, if you watch the Liberty Bells with me and my teammate Lynn Taylor, when we had Jennifer McWilliams on, and I'll leave you a link to the Liberty Bells Rumble channel so that you can look at that. It's in the curriculum, sure it is, but it's not going to be something that you're going to be able to see. It's a way of teaching. So it's all third party as well. They get this, the teachers get this from third party. So you're not always going to see that. And you already have the right to see it. You have a right to say, no, I don't want my child taught that way. But this bill, what's it doing? It's limiting you to those rights that they're putting in this bill. And we'll show you how dangerous this is. It also includes the right to view public school budget and spending. You have that as a taxpayer already. You have that as a parent already. If you pay property taxes, if you pay any kind of taxes, your children attend school, doesn't matter. As long if you're a taxpayer, your children attend school, you have a right to see that and know where that money is going to. So you already have that because you're paying for it. The right to protect your child's privacy. Excuse me, you have that already. The Ninth Amendment. And the right to be updated on any violent activity at school. Have that already. It's called the Ninth Amendment. And what we have to remember here is that rights come from God. They do not come from government. Government has no business getting into them. God bestowed upon parents the responsibility, the authority, and obligation to educate their children and provide moral instruction to them, provide for their physical needs. Let's see. And make sure that they are brought up in the way that they should go. So here we are that now Congress has decided, oh, we're going to give you these rights. Now remember, it was a while back when I did show on the state's parents' Bill of Rights. That, let's see, Florida, Georgia, Wisconsin, Alabama, they had all done a form of parents' Bill of Rights, or what I call parental rights amendments. They limited the parents' rights. Well, this does the same thing federally. Now, the House conference, GOP conference chair, Elise Stefanik, said, in the face of the woke agenda and radical CRT, the far left is pushing, even in the midst of the devastating learning loss, we are ensuring parents have the transparency to know if their child is being properly equipped in the classroom. Well, you already have that authority under the Ninth Amendment. Now, you're ensuring that? Well, it's already there. It's already there in the Ninth Amendment. There's no need to write any type of legislation on it. You already have that right. You're just going to have to stand on it, exercise it as a group. Now, here's the thing. The National Education Association is a group opposed to the legislation. Wow. Well, just because they're opposed to it doesn't mean you need to be for it. And I'm going to show you why when we go over H.R. 5. McCarthy, this is what they said about McCarthy. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not on the side of any party. I don't like the Republicans. I don't like the Democrats. They are two wings of the same bird, two cheeks of the same butt, or two different sides of the same coin. Neither one are looking out and protecting, recognizing, protecting, guaranteeing, and looking out for your rights, your children's rights, or anything that has to do with safety of your children. That is all your job. They are supposed to protect the right that God gave you to do all of that. But the NEA said McCarthy would rather seek to stoke racial and social division and distract us from what will really help our students thrive, an aspiring, inclusive, and age-appropriate curriculum that prepares each and every one of them for the future. That's what they said in a statement. So let's go over here and let's go ahead and talk about H.R. 5 and keep in mind what the National Education Association said about this. Well, see, just because they are for it or against it doesn't mean you should be for it. In fact, I'm against it, but I'm not against it for the same reasons that they are. I'm against it because it is going to remove your rights. It is going to place the school in a certain parental role. We're going to look at that. And it's going to end up leading to basically the state kind of becoming a, well, it's like they're trying to make your children our offspring the wards of the state, where the state is the ultimate authority, and you're just kind of like this cooperative member in there. You're just a partner. And they're saying, oh, we're going to be partners with parents. That's not how it works. They're coming into control. You're going to have to exercise your authority and your responsibility given to you by God and put this thing to bed once and for all. So you're going to have to get with like-minded individuals, like-minded parents, read the bill, and show in your group where this is a problem. So let's go to H.R. 5. It was introduced by Julia Letlow. And, of course, we talked about this on the Liberty Bells before, what this bill was. But now it has gained traction. Let me show you the co-sponsors here. We'll come back to the text. Look at this. Look at all these co-sponsors. And it shows you by state the co-sponsors of this bill. And we're going to go to the text, and we're going to look at this text right here, because it's going to show you, here they all are, right there. They're going to call this, ensure rights of parents are honored and protected in the nation's public schools. You already have that in the Ninth Amendment. Nobody's got to write a special bill for it. Now, to understand this bill, and this is what I have a problem with when we're talking about these bills that go through Congress. They'll give you this, like, first example, Title I, Amendments to the Elementary and Secondary Education Act of 1965, State Plan Assurances. Then they'll give you a section of that particular act. They'll give you this USC number right here, where it is, and we're going to amend that. And here in subparagraph M, we're going to strike and at the end. In subparagraph N, we're going to strike the period at the end and insert a semicolon. And by adding at the end the following line, the state will ensure that each local education agency in the state, this, in a case in which curriculum for an, I mean, it's crazy. What you have to go through and do is you have to go to that Elementary Secondary Act of 1965. You have to go to the section that it is talking about in 20 U.S.C. 6311, subsection G, subparagraph 2, and you're going to have to look at it and go and strike all of that, and you're going to have to read that to where you know what's going on. You're not going to understand it any other way. Now, if they want to amend that, they need to put the entire text of this here so that when we read those bills, and parents go to read those bills, anybody goes and reads those bills, you're not having to flip back through all of this and go through. It's the only way you can understand it. A lot of people aren't going to take the time to do that, but it's important to do that, to understand what's going on. And what is going on is, this is where they're going to make sure that what they're doing is, oh, the curriculum has to be available to everybody. It's got to be free, publicly available on the internet. If there's not an internet, then they've got to disseminate it somehow. You can get a description if it's on the website, or give parents information on how they can access it all. So, yeah. But you've already had that. You have had that, and the school has to provide it to you under the Ninth Amendment if you ask for it. Now, local educational agency report cards. Again, they're amending that same act, 20 U.S.C. 6311, this time, Section H, so paragraph 2, and they're going to add this about budget. And so you can take a look at the budget. Well, you should have had that anyway. Number one, school's a public entity. You're funding it through your tax dollars. That's taken out of, I'm going to say property tax. I know it is here in the state that I live in. Half of the tax bill, 50% of our tax bill, almost, is devoted to school, education, whatever they call it. I think ours says schools. I think it says schools. So, if I'm paying taxes on it, we, the people who formed the government, and the government is our creature, because we are party to the Constitution. Government is not. Then we say, hey, we need to see where you're spending our money. And they should readily be able to provide that to you. Because you, as a taxpayer, it's public funds. You need to see it. If they're borrowing money from the government, they're getting grants. You need to know where that money is going and why they're getting from the government money. Really, they shouldn't be getting. That's unconstitutional. So now, here it is. You're going to give a local educational agency a report card. Well, okay. And this is, they're going to strike this and strike that. But the thing is, you should know whether how the performance is going. Because you should be able to, at any point in time, check how your child is doing in school. But now remember, government was never allowed to be in education in the first place. It is not a power of the government. It does not fall under Article 1, Section 8 anywhere. So it is not an authority of the government. Neither are rights. So all of this is unconstitutional, period. This whole bill is unconstitutional. Remember that. And any time legislation is unconstitutional, you treat it as such, null and void. Unfortunately, that's not what has happened over the many past decades. Now, here it is, parents' right to know. Again, here we go with this Elementary and Secondary Education Act of 1965, 20 U.S.C., 6312E, we're going to amend it. And we're going to redesign the paragraphs. And this is what we're going to say. Notice of rights. Now, here's the thing. A local educational agency receiving funds under this part shall ensure that each elementary school, blah, 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 accessibility website, blah, blah, blah. And they include at a minimum. Okay, so only if they are receiving funds under this part do they say they have to do this. Well, they have to do it anyway. They have to do, you as the parent are responsible for that education, moral instruction of your child. Ninth Amendment. So what they're saying is, okay, we're going to tell these agencies that you have a right to review and make copies of the curriculum at no cost. Where is your right to direct that curriculum and say, hey, I don't want sexually inappropriate material taught to my child. In fact, I don't want my child to learn that whatsoever. I'm in charge of what they learn. Basic biology, anatomy, yeah, great. But none of this stuff that's going on there now, none of this grooming, none of the drag shows, drag queen story hours, whatever. I don't want that. I want my children to take part of that. So, you can review it, but where's your right to say, yeah, no, you have it under the Ninth Amendment, but this takes it away. Right to know if the state alters the state's challenging state academic standards. Okay, well, what if you don't agree with them? Don't get opt out. You get the right to know if they do. But you should know anyway, taxpayer funds and state should not be in education. It's all unconstitutional. The right to meet with each teacher. Don't you have that already? Yep, it's the Ninth Amendment. You're directing their education. No authority whatsoever, not state and not federal, certainly not local, to be. Local can be if the parents get together and say, okay, we are going to form a school. This is going to be how we're going to operate. So you are then over that education. Right to review the budget. You already have that. You're a taxpayer. Child goes to school. The right to a list of books and other reading materials available in the library and inspect such books or other reading materials. Does it say that if that book is inappropriate for children, such as some that we have seen that have been reported on, and I know you've all seen the stories where moms are getting up and reading these things. School board members say, well, I'm uncomfortable. I was just uncomfortable, you know, having that read. Okay, well, your children are reading that. So you're telling me that you just get to review that. You don't get to say, hey, this needs to go. You need to pull it out of the library. This is inappropriate. It's grooming of children. It's child abuse, which is what it is, especially if it's pornographic in nature. That's child grooming, and anybody else would be arrested for something like that. Right to information about all schools in which their child can enroll. Okay, this is the precursor to school choice, which we know is a fallacy. If you've listened to Lynn Taylor, the Common Core Diva, if you've listened to Lynn and I as the Liberty Bells, we did an entire webinar on it, which you can still get for a $5 donation. You can still get that webinar, and you'll have to email the Liberty Bells, B-E-L-L-E-S, 2021 at gmail.com to, if you're interested in that webinar, that we can get you a link to that, and just let us know you're interested in the subject matter. Put school choice webinar and that you would like access to it, and I'll tell you exactly how you can send us that money. Anyway, back to where we were at. So this is all setting that up. The right to address the school board. You already have that. Ninth Amendment. Information about violent activity in the school. Ninth Amendment. You have that. You have all these rights. You have the right to even direct that curriculum. Fire the school board. You put them in there. You can fire them. The right to information about any plans to eliminate gifted and talented programs. Well, excuse me, government didn't need to be in the school education anyway. Review any professional development materials. Now, here's the thing. Some of those developmental materials, you will be able to see if they are third party because it's considered, would be considered proprietary. So you would not be able to see those. Now, it says the right to know if your child is not grade level proficient in reading or language arts at the end of the third grade. End of the third grade. Why are we waiting till the third grade? I mean, we started to learn to read in the first grade. We started writing in the first grade that I remember. Some of them are starting, you know, earlier now. And excuse me, you as the parent should know if your child is proficient in reading or language before then. So why are you just saying that you have the right to know? You would know. You've always had that right. Ninth Amendment. I'm going to keep saying that because I think it's one of the most important amendments and one of the most forgotten that we as a people just kind of, I don't know, we gloss over it. We gloss over it because it doesn't list specifics. Well, of course it doesn't, because rights come from God and are so innumerable, you just can't list them all. And if you try to list them all and miss one, then the first thing it would be like, oh, don't have that right because it's not listed. That's why it's not listed. The certain ones were listed because those seem to be many of the really egregious violations committed by England and King George at the time the colonies decided they wanted their independence from England. Now, here's the kicker, and this comes in section L and M. All right, the right to know if a school employer or contractor acts to change a minor child's gender markers, pronouns, or preferred name. They don't ask your permission. They're just going to let you know. They're not asking you. You don't get to determine that. They do. Allow a child to change the child's sex-based accommodations, including locker rooms or bathrooms. You can know that, but they're going to do it anyway, whether you agree or not. But you just have the right to know if they do. Not that they are directing it or accepting it or whatever. You just have a right to know. The right to know if a school employee or contractor acts to, and I want to get this, you can read all of these, but here's my big one right here. Treat, advise, or address a student's mental health, suicidal ideation, or instances of self-harm. Acts to treat. So you have a right to know if they do that. It doesn't say that you have to get permission. It doesn't say they have to get informed consent from you. That you just have a right to know. Here's another one. Treat, advise, or address the possession or use of drugs and other controlled substances. You have a right to know. So if they want to treat for the use of drugs or the controlled substances, no informed consent, no directing the treatment, no parent-directed treatment, they're going to tell you if they've treated. They just have the right to know if they did. So, treat and advise or address an eating disorder. That's very serious. So, they can treat your child for an eating disorder. Doesn't say they have to have informed consent. Doesn't they say they have to have permission. Doesn't say you get to direct that care. They just have to let you know they're doing it. Now, who does that put in charge of the child's well-being, the child's safety, the child's medical conditions? Because when you're talking about mental health, self-harm, suicidal ideation, drug use, controlled substance use, eating disorders, all of those can fall under healthcare. So you're only getting to know if that was done. You're not participating in the treatment. You're not giving informed consent. These are minor children. And you're certainly not giving the school permission to do it. They're assuming that. They're taking that. They're usurping it. And if a child, you have the right to know if a child brings a weapon to school. Okay. Aren't you supposed to know that already? It's called the Ninth Amendment. That affects your child's safety that you are responsible for. Yep. And then, of course, here we go. It goes, again, they're going to strike this, add that to this same act of the elementary and secondary education. But those were the main points of this. Parents have a First Amendment right to express their opinions on decisions made by state and local education leaders. Oh, Congress finds that, really? Well, don't you also in the First Amendment have the right peaceably assembly? That's protected, guaranteed, and recognized in the First Amendment. Peaceably assembly. And petition government for a redress of grievances. Where do you find that in here? It's not. And the rights that you got, that you have, do not come from any amendment. It does not come from the Constitution. It comes from God Himself. What is contained in the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, are saying, we recognize these already because that was stated in the Declaration of Independence. All men are created equal by their Creator. They have certain unalienable rights given to them by the Creator, which include but are not limited to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Government's job is to protect those rights. But here you go. Congress finds that you just have this, a First Amendment right. If they can say that your rights come from that First Amendment, or that rights come from the Constitution, and that's what you have, then they're not a party to the Constitution, but they can say, oh, well, this is under the Constitution, you know, we can regulate these and we can do this. That's not true, but that's kind of what they want you to think. Just remember, rights come from God. Constitution gives you no rights because you've already got them. The Bill of Rights, First 10 Amendments, are recognizing, guaranteeing, and securing those rights and saying that government cannot infringe upon them. They have no jurisdiction over that, can't do anything with it. But you see right here, they're making that attempt. So you've got to be able to understand that they're trying to say that the First Amendment gives you this right. The First Amendment, that's what they're saying. First Amendment gives you the right to do this. But they don't say anything about redress of grievance or what? Peaceably assemble. So they're just telling you this is all they find. Well, that's wrong. These are all reasons why you should not support this bill. And here's another one. State and local educational agencies should empower parents to communicate regularly with federal, state, and local policy makers and educators regarding the education and well-being of their children. Policymakers are not lawmakers. And why do you need to discuss with them about the education and well-being of your child when it's none of their business? They have no business meddling in it whatsoever, because it is not a constitutional authorized power to government. And then it says, parents' concerns over content and pedagogy. I want to say pedagogy, but that's not what it is. It's pedagogy. Deserve to be heard and fully considered by school professionals. Okay, it says they deserve to be heard. Doesn't mean they have to be heard. Okay. It says of Congress on First Amendment rights. Right, yeah. Okay, here's another one. Transparent and cooperative relationships between parents and schools have significant and long-lasting positive effects on the development of children. Since when do you have to cooperate with the school about the effect of development on your child? You know that. You read your child. But, you know, the sense of Congress's findings doesn't exactly mean they're just saying, hey, we find this. So, yeah, but I love this one right here. It is the sense of Congress that the First Amendment guarantees parents and other stakeholders, the right to assemble and express their opinions on decisions affecting their children and communities, and that educators and policymakers should welcome and encourage that engagement and consider that feedback when making decisions. Hear what that just said? What they're saying is, well, the school is the one that decides all of this. Stakeholders decides all this. You know, policymakers, not lawmakers, because policymakers, they're going to decide all this, and you can express your opinion, and we're going to take that in consideration. Forget about the Ninth Amendment, where you are actually in charge of your child's education. So, okay, well, and it is supposed to... when they amend this, it is supposed to stop educational agencies or institutions acting as agent of a parent for use of technology, acting as a agent of a parent for vaccines. Really? But are you saying they're going to act as the agent of a parent to treat, advise, or counsel on eating disorders. That's health care. You got to ask yourself that. They don't have it. They do not have any business making any of this, because the Ninth Amendment gives you everything that you need to stand on. That I know I sound like a broken record. Ninth Amendment, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. But if we don't get back to those, and we don't understand where our rights come from, and we don't understand the principles that we are founded upon, then we are going to lose those. So, hang on just a minute. Okay, so as we have been looking at this, I'm going to take you to my Brighteon channel here, Him Nerd Out. And when you get on the channel, you can start here, which is Parents' Bill of Rights coming to your state and federal government. I did that about a year ago. Then I looked at the Florida's Patient Bill of Rights. The opposition to that, alternative media outlet applauds Georgia's Parents' Bill of Rights. Alabama and Wisconsin legislation. Those bills aren't preventing what they claim they are. So take a look at those. And then you can come over here to the Liberty Bells. This is our channel here for Lynn Taylor and I, is the Liberty Bells. And you can look through here on all the information and all of the educational problems that you're having in the schools. And our Saturday night special here with constitutional lawyer Joanna Martin. This was done almost a year ago now that we did this video, but it highlighted the Florida Parents' Bill of Rights and these Bill of Rights and how it is not protecting your rights or guaranteeing your rights or even recognizing your rights. What it's doing is it is limiting your rights, and the government is deciding what rights you will have in regards to anything that involves the school, the education of your children. And when they get to the point that they're going to implement these community schools where you're going to even have health care that is going to be associated at the school, that's going to limit it. That's going to fold in. Those rights have already been established. So remember that. Under the Ninth Amendment is where your parental rights are. You don't need anything else. The Ninth Amendment. You just have to remind the states, the locality, and the federal government that you don't need any parental rights. They're all contained in the Ninth Amendment, and stand upon it. Because when the government decides they're going to enumerate your rights, and we saw this in the North Carolina bill where it says an enumeration of parents' rights. In other words, they're saying, here's the rights that you have. You have parental rights, and here they are listed, which actually took away rights from parents. So remember, rights come from God, not government. Government is not a party to the Constitution, because government is the creature of the Constitution. The Constitution created government. All men are created equal. Take a look at the Declaration of Independence to learn the self-evident truths. And that government's responsibility is to protect your rights. That is the function of government, to protect your rights. But with these parental rights amendments, that's not what they're doing. They're limiting your rights. So while this is in the House of Representatives, it would be a good idea for everyone to contact the House of Representatives and tell them this is not needed. Stand on your rights that are recognized, guaranteed, protected, basically secured by the Ninth Amendment. And this is not going to happen. And you're going to have to get together in parent groups, like-minded people, 2-3 people, spread the word, get together, and then you stand before that school board and you tell them, first of all, you're going to have to stop taking the money. Don't take the money from the state. Don't take the money from the federal government, because there shouldn't be an education in the first place. Neither should any private organization, nor should the Chamber of Commerce, nor should Department of Labor, Health and Human Services, nothing like that. They have no business. Corporations like Walmart, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Target, Kroger, even, has no business in education, because it is the parents' authority and responsibility given to them by God to educate their children and provide for their moral instruction. So, like and share the video. Please subscribe to Ham Nerd Out, and also subscribe to the Liberty Bells with my teammate Lynn Taylor and I. And if there's anything that you want to see, if you want to have me research, drop me an email, SuzanneHamner0731@gmail.com. As always, don't take my word for anything. Do your own research. Stay vigilant. Stay out there. Be a vocal local, as a good friend of mine would say. And I'll catch you on the flip side.